This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption to trading we gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 4.96, up 2.25 on the open. July, 4.92, up 2.75. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 4.89, up 5.5 on the open. July, 5.03, up 5.5. September, 5.12, up 6. December, 5.17, up 3.5. March, 5.20, up 4 on the open. May corn opened at 3.65, up 4.5 on the open. July, 3.75, up 3.75. September, 3.74.5, up 5.75. December, 3.77, up 4.5. March, 3.88, up 4.75. May, 3.95, up 5. July, 3.98.5, up 4. September, 3.89, up 3 on the open. May corn. May beans open at 7.13.5, up 3.75 on the open. July, 7.29.5, up 3.25. August, 7.37.5, up 4.75. September, 7.41.5, up 2. November, 7.55, up 1.75. January, 7.65, up 1.5. March, 7.72.5, up 2.5. May, 7.80, up 5.25 on the open. May soybean meal open at 192, up 110 on the open. July, 197.70, up a dollar. May soybean oil open at 31.92, up 8 on the open. July, 32.48, up 5. At the Merck, April feeders open at 107.20, up 10 on the open. May, 108.95, down 17.5. August, 111.95, down 15. September, 111.10, down 35 on the open. April live cattle open at 97.10, up 20 on the open. June, 93.50, up 20. August, 91.75, up 15. October, 95.30, up 2.5 on the open. May lean hogs opened at 75.80, down 5 on the open. June, 75.45, unchanged. July, 75.95, down 5. August, 75.47.5, down 2.5 on the open. And May bellies open at 102.20, down 25 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, off of those opening bell gaps, the market has exploded to the upside in the corn pit. The July, now trading at 373.5, looks like it's trying to challenge its April high there at 381.25.
It's focusing on two things. The A focus is will we get the Dakotas corn planted? They use the word May the 5th as the May first week in May if they don't get it planted as a kind of a late date. And then the other areas that are in going to have some delayed planting, of course, it seems like will be parts of Iowa. Mainly northern half of Indiana and Ohio. Our private meteorologists are extremely wet there. Now, of course, Champaign, Illinois, isn't going to get much today and tomorrow, according to my source. Then on May the 5th and 8th, we're going to see another belt-wide event. It is a little kinder for the southern half of Illinois as far as getting corn planted, but it's the delay got the corn market a little excited. And, of course, the wheat market continues to see dry weather in Russia and also, the general feeling that Canadian wheat crop seems to be a little smaller there. And, of course, the soybean market has been basically a drag. But the factor is that if you have a delayed plant in corn, you might get a few more acres of soybeans has been factored in a little bit yesterday. But I think the big factor in the soybean market is China demand, and basically the Chinese-Indian economy seem to be just soaring to new heights in here.
Let's turn our attention to particulars and go ahead and continue with the corn discussion. Obviously, Monday's numbers are going to be well behind the five-year average. The question is whether or not a week from Monday there might be enough of a window to start making that up, because after that, then you start talking about the potential for a yield drag, I would think.
Yeah. You know, from what we're contending is that the farmer is basically planting the projections anyway. In other words, the government said he was going to be a heavy planter of corn in Illinois, and that's just exactly what I'm picking up and observing. In the same way, in parts of Indiana, he's going to plant corn. He hasn't stepped away from it, but in the meantime, there is this word delay, and it's very the market's very sensitive to a delay and preventative planting, you know, and particularly just a couple of states. And you know, the argument can be made is that it's 2 million acres less than the 90 million acres. You come up with 88 million acres, and you have a new dynamic ball game in the corn market. And, of course, that's what the market fundamentals here are trying to focus through. The private weather forecaster is not very kind to those people that are short the market today. And the one thing that people, I think, fail to recognize is one of the bearish factors that put the market under so much pressure was that the feed usage we're going to feed more wheat. And I think with major weather problems in the world, that we can probably take a lot of that wheat feeding off the marketplace and focus it in just on general back-to-corn usage demand. That's something that the USDA and also some of the outside market people haven't really focused on in the last few days.
How does an 88 million planted acres picture change the dynamic for trading over the summer?
Well, it would. It would make it very exciting. The million-dollar question, though, is has the central Illinois farmer and the Iowa farmer and Indiana farmer gone to heavier amounts of corn acres? You know, that's the debate here. Or did the government actually get it right? It's an interesting thing to follow and examine. And I think that the real verdict of the corn and acreage is still going to be several weeks away before we'll actually know it. It's just observation. We do know the south half of Illinois seems, or south 30% or 40% of Illinois is extremely wet. They're just basically getting some anhydrous on, and it is wet. So as the market unfolds, it's not going to be an easy answer, and probably the best answer is to watch your meteorologist pretty close.
Certainly, those producers that took insurance out this year will have a high incentive to put that corn in the ground at 406.
Yes, but the problem is that what happens to those people in those problem non-traditional corn acres? Did they take the crop insurance, or they didn't take the crop insurance? Our surveys indicate that a lot of those people didn't take it for the simple reason it was a little high. And I'm really talking about the southern corn belt. And that's the area where we find that the boys didn't take the crop insurance.
Thank you much, Paul.
Have a profitable day.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
Looking at the current tick lead options, May wheat in Kansas City, 502.5 up 8.75 at the Board of Trade. May wheat, 499 up 15.5. May corn, 375.25 up 14.75. May beans, 718 up 8.25. Now 718.25 up 8.5. May soybean meal, 193.90 up $3. May soybean oil, 32.15 up 31 points. Looking at Ed Kieser's two-state forecast today, he says cloudy with widespread showers and thunderstorms, highs from 52 to 75 tonight. Cloudy with showers and thunderstorms, lows from 40 to 62 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with more showers and thunderstorms, highs from 52 to 74. Today, wind speeds across the two-state region at 12 to 24 miles per hour. The minimum afternoon relative humidity ranging between 60% and 80%. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.